The CMS board is looking at how to redraw boundary lines for schools. Its clear magnets and creating more diversity in schools will have a higher priority than in the current student assignment plan. The board's policy committee met yesterday to discuss two proposals to guide that process. WFAE's Lisa Worf joins us in the studio. So, Lisa, what's the thinking that guides the boundaries that are in place now?
That's a good place to start. It sets what are called home schools as the priority. These are schools ideally near a student's home where students are assigned to unless they decide to attend magnet schools. Now, magnets are schools or programs with a specialized curricula like STEM or Montessori. They take students from a wide area, many of them accept kids living throughout the county.
And how would these proposals change that approach?
First of all, some of this is going to sound vague because, well, it is vague. We're talking the theory behind student assignment. Furthermore, these are drafts CMS staff put together based on comments from the board. The policy committee has just started discussing them without any real specifics, so please bear with me.
Okay, so with that warning, please proceed.
The first one would put magnets on equal footing with homeschools. The phrase in the draft is, the student assignment plan will be built on a foundation of homeschools and magnet schools. And this isn't a surprise. Most, if not all, board members have said they want to expand magnets. And you already see magnets taking on a bigger role. The district has added several of them over the past couple of years, and there are plans for more and better transportation to them. Under this proposal, even homeschools would have some element of specialized program you might see in a magnet.
So how does diversity play out under this proposal?
CMS has a lot of schools with high concentrations of poverty, and research shows students in schools like that have less of a chance to succeed. Several board members say a new student assignment plan needs to break up these concentrations. And how that sounds in this first draft proposal is this. The board will, quote, make every effort to minimize high concentrations of students from low-income families and high concentrations of low-performing students. The same goes when prioritizing students in magnet lotteries. Now, the current student assignment plan does mention diversity, but much further down.
Does that mean increased busing will be on the table?
Quite a few board members have said that's not an option. There's the concern that if there were, more parents would simply put their kids in charters or private schools. Transportation didn't come up yesterday, but questions about proximity did. In fact, it was the first question. This proposal, like the current one, says every student will be guaranteed an opportunity to attend a home school within proximity to where he or she lives. And board member Ruby Jones asked, how are we defining within proximity? Board members didn't really get into that. They pretty much just acknowledged that's a tough one. After all, even now, students are assigned to the school closest to them.
And what is the second proposal?
So there's a saying in CMS, we want all schools to be schools of choice. And that's really what this would do. The wording is indeed vague. Here it is. We provide every student an opportunity to attend a choice school. But here's how this could work. Students might be able to choose not only to go to a magnet school, but any other home school within a wide area. Board member Eric Davis said, boundaries divide. He envisions a boundaryless area where parents have an array of choices. It could be based on how close the school is to home or learning a language, for example.
So how did that go over?
Well, board members pointed out it sounded similar to CMS's plan in 2002, and to which Davis said everybody's going to remember that and throw that in our face. Board member Rhonda Lennon said she wouldn't support a plan that does away with a guarantee of a seat in a homeschool. And then there's also a third option board members didn't get a chance to discuss.
So what's next? What's the next step in this process, which sounds like it's a long process?
Yes, it is indeed a long process. Remember, this is the student assignment plan for the 2017-2018 school year. So they'll be hashing out these guidelines still over the next couple months. November is when the next policy committee meets. There'll be a survey going out to parents throughout the area. And there's also an election in November to remember. So there will be three at-large seats up for grabs.
WFAE's Lisa Worf, thank you.
Thank you.